is Tim. I'm Tim, and this is
Andy.
And this is
David.
And together we are the Gillian Brothers.
Anyways, hello and welcome back to the Extraordinary Project. I'm, of course, David Gillian, your host, the Mayonnaise Man. And with me, as always, is my brother Andy Gillian, the International Man of Mustard.
The International Man of Mustard? Is that what you said?
Mustard.
Oh, mustard.
You see, because Tim is the ketchup king.
My name is Tim.
So he's royalty.
I don't think so.
As I am the mustard man, I'm a superhero. And you are a spy, international man of mustard.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yes.
Did you just come up with that, or?
No. But this is the first episode of the third season. I'm in Minnesota, actually, right now, and everybody else is still in Indiana chilling out.
Yes, I'm in Indiana.
But what we're going to do for you today is talk about all the new fall shows coming out real soon and have already started.
Yes. We're bringing you this podcast through the magic of Skype.
The magic of Skype.
Exactly.
Okay. A few of the shows that have already started are Monk and Psych on USA, as well as Glee and Supernatural on the network shows.
Yes.
Anyways, let's talk about some new shows coming out real fast.
Yes, okay. Well, the Jay Leno show is the first to come up. That's a new show.
Ah, yes, but that, I wasn't even thinking about that. That was,
Well, yeah.
When you think about new shows, new fall lineup, you don't think of, you know, talk shows.
Well, yeah, but it's not really a talk show. That's the thing. It's going to be different from, you know, The Tonight Show in that he's going to have a guest, but it's not going to be, you know, they're not going to have as much time to talk as they used to on The Tonight Show. It's going to be almost all comedy, like, you know, jaywalking and headlines and those sort of things and a bunch of new things he's got ready, too. And so I'm interested in seeing what that's going to be like. That starts on Monday.
But on Thursday, we got an explosion of shows coming out. Including
first, we have SNL Weekend Update Thursdays at 8 o'clock.
Which I'm probably not going to watch.
I'll watch it just because, I mean, they're only going to do like 3 or 4 episodes, just like they did last year. 8:30 on NBC is Parks and Recreation. Are you still going to watch that?
I might. Last year wasn't so great.
Right, but
it was kind of
boring.
But
if you think about The Office, the first season, I mean, it was good, but it got a lot better after that, you know? So it might be something similar to that.
For me, it's like they're trying to copy too much off of The Office, and it's
That's lame. A problem right there.
And the whole idea that they got going on, the whole overall arc, they shouldn't have really done that.
You mean the,
trying to make the park. It makes sense.
They're probably never even going to finish the park, even if they continued this series for 5 seasons, you know. I'll watch it. If it's still boring after the first couple episodes, I probably won't still watch it. After Parks and Recreation, at 9 o'clock, we have The Office.
Yes.
And 8 o'clock for me. So it's 9, 8 central.
Okay, yeah, all the times I'm listing are Eastern. Also at 9 o'clock is Fringe on Fox.
And Supernatural as well, for
okay,
me.
Supernatural on CW.
On 8, 7 central is also Bones.
Oh, really?
Thursday. So there's a ton of Thursday episodes. So yeah.
And then there's another.
Isn't the next...
There's another Community at 9:30 on NBC. That's a new comedy. It stars
what?
Chevy Chase.
I don't even know
what
that is.
Oh, okay. It's I'm pretty sure.
And isn't
okay?
Next
yeah. Okay. It's
Thursday?
It stars the guy from The Soup as a He's going to community college.
Oh, community.
Yeah, he's going to community college, and Chevy Chase is in it. It just looks funny, I thought. Next Monday, not this month.
Next Monday we have another list of shows showing up.
We've got, at 8 o'clock, we've got Heroes, House, and How I Met Your Mother. Heroes, whatever, you know, I'll keep watching it, of course, but it's gotten...
You can't stop watching it just kind of lost its flair a little bit.
However, the guy who originally who is credited with, you know, what made the first season so good, he's supposed to have a part in this season. He's not going to be there the entire season, but they say that he gave them enough ideas for a couple of seasons, so... We'll see. I think he might have also done some work on Pushing Daisies, you know? So, he's supposed to be a good creative guy for Heroes. So supposedly, things should start getting better. It also has Teabag from Prison Break is joining Heroes.
Did you see the preview?
Yeah, I saw the preview for Heroes. I try to avoid previews as much as possible, but I saw the one for Heroes. You know, Heroes I don't care as much about, so it's fine if I see the preview for that. Also, House, I don't really know what's going to go on there. David's seen the preview.
It looks really good.
How I Met Your Mother.
I mean, it's like a whole different change to what you're used to in House. At least that's what it looks like.
How I Met Your Mother is also on an 8, and I don't know. I mean, it's a great show, but I don't know if we're ever going to find out who the mother is.
Well, they filmed that scene a long time ago, who the mother was.
You know, okay, we'll see how that goes out. Okay, and then the Big Bang Theory.
In a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall. We built the pyramids, math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a Big Bang.
They left for an expedition in the North Pole.
Antarctica.
Yeah, they've been in the North Pole for like 3 months or something. That's where that comes back. Okay, and then next Thursday.
And then Wednesday's Glee again.
We'll talk about that later, since that's already started.
Right. And then we have Thursday again with Flash Forward.
Yes.
Now this show is probably my...
Highest anticipated
show
exactly.
Of the fall.
The show, the premise is, for 2 minutes, everybody in the entire world gets blacked out. And supposedly they see a flash forward or a premonition of something that's going to happen in the future. I don't know if everybody's is the same amount in the future or if there are different points in the future or whatever. I don't know. It seems like an interesting idea for a show. And supposedly it's based off of a book, I think, that's also been rated good, so we'll see how that goes. Okay,
right.
And then next Friday, the 25th, is Smallville on at 8 o'clock.
Right, and that looks amazing.
If you say so.
With the trailers, by the way.
I have not seen the trailer for Smallville. Smallville's gotten better over the last few months, so, I mean...
The trailers just look like they're gonna kick it from where it was to a completely different level, and it's gonna blow your mind, basically.
I have a couple of theories on that, but I'm not gonna say them just because you've seen the trailer, and you could give me some hints on whether I'm right or wrong on that. Dollhouse at 9 o'clock. Dollhouse just looks... You know, I haven't seen the trailer, but from the unaired season finale last year, what I'm guessing is they're going to show how we got to that point. What it was in the unaired season finale,
right.
It was several years in the future, and what has happened as the dolls have... You know, taking over the world and stuff, and things have really gotten bad.
And there was a huge change.
Yeah, huge.
A lot of people who are watching it started to not like it because so many of the episodes were too similar to each other, and it just got boring to them.
Oh, so yeah, this is just different.
This was a reminder to everyone that no, it's not always
going to they've definitely
same.
Gotten
they're going to change.
They've got a story in the works, and so that I think that was a great idea. Too bad they couldn't show that on TV, but it would have definitely shown people to stick with it, you know, and that there's definitely something in the works that's going to be great.
Also on Friday, Friday is Ghost Whisperer. I watched that. No one else does. Well, I think
girls
Tim does.
Do.
Yeah, Tim does. and me and Tim. Girls and me and Tim.
Okay.
Watch it.
I don't think so.
I don't know even why I watch it. Probably just because the first few seasons were actually pretty good. And sure, it has a lot of the tear-jerking moments. But it did have some pretty thrilling, spooky
But I thought you
it.
Were saying... I thought
the
you
last,
said last season
the last,
sucked.
Last season did pretty much suck. There was, like, no scary bits. Except at the very end, it was kind of not as good as any of the previous seasons, but it did kind of hint that it might get better. I remember that.
And then on Saturday, the 26th, Saturday Night Live comes back. You know, whatever.
Sweet.
It's okay. You know, sometimes funny. See,
first guest is Megan Fox.
Yeah, the first host is Megan Fox. Right. Okay, October 15th, 30 Rock comes back.
Oh, okay.
Okay, November 3rd, V. This stars Elizabeth Mitchell, which was, Juliet in Lost.
Oh, V?
Yeah, V. It's something about aliens visiting Earth, and it looks like, from what I've heard, it's going to be pretty good. So
okay. We'll
have to check that out. That's November 3rd, so that's quite a way away. But from what I heard, it's going to be pretty good. I guess she was done filming that show before Lost was even over, from what I heard her say on Jimmy Kimmel. So it must be have a lot of special effects or something that must be for why they've taken so long to show that. But yeah, that's the fall schedule that we will be watching. There's a bunch of other crappy shows that are showing up that we probably won't watch.
All right. Do you want to start talking about the shows that have already started airing?
Yes.
All right. So we got Monk and Psych.
Monk and Psych.
This is the final season of Monk, actually.
Yes. Hopefully, we'll find out what happened with Judy. Otherwise, I'll
yeah. This is they're actually having a lot of guest appearances start showing up on Monk.
Definitely.
For the last season,
a good one.
What's that?
A cool one. I mean, they had Adewale from Lost, as you may know of Mr. Echo. I always loved his character. But also, they had last week was what's his name?
Jay Moore.
Yeah, and he was in the movie Polly with Tony Shalhoub. I don't know if they actually.
Yeah.
Ever would have filmed anything together or not, if I'm right.
Alrighty, and then there's Psych. I really enjoy Psych.
Yes, Psych is good. I've for the most part, I've liked Psych episodes better than Monk this season. Just because I think they're pretty funny each time.
I think for the most part, it's apples and oranges. Monk's got his own style for a lot of things. Psych is a different type of comedy and everything, so.
Right, but I don't know. I just find Psych more funny for me. But Monk is still good. And then,
see, with Psych, there's no really overall arc like there is in Monk.
Yeah, that's true.
So.
Well, even in Monk, there's not a whole lot of that. You know, each episode stands on its own easily. And there's a couple things in Psych here and there that you could consider an overall arc, but I think they're similarly structured, but they're each different, but I've generally liked Psych episodes more than Monk, but I think towards the end of Monk this season they'll start getting a lot better, especially because they're going to probably bring up the Trudy story, if not even sooner.
Yeah, totally. Now, let's talk about Glee.
Yes. Glee, they showed the first... This was weird to me. They showed the first episode in the early... towards the end of the spring season of TV shows as a sort of preview. And then...
Yeah, it was a promotion.
Yeah, and, you know, that's very strange. I like that more if... it wasn't exactly what they were doing, but if... You know, normally they show a bunch of pilots to the network executives, and then they choose what shows are going to be on the fall. Now, I would love it if they showed us the pilots, and then they let the viewers vote. They did that on Cartoon Network a long time ago, and that was cool. But, if the networks actually did that and showed us all the pilots to the new shows, I think that better shows could come out of that.
Yeah.
But anyway, Glee came back this last week. I'm surprised that they didn't re-show the pilot for people who missed it, you know?
It is so much different than anything, really, that I've ever seen with a TV show.
Yeah.
I really, really enjoyed the first episode.
Yeah.
The second one was kind of silly because of the humor that they're starting to do. Just kind of reminded me of kind of like just stupid kind of humor, you know, stuff that's not really
right. I thought it was. I mean, it was funny, but it was just like, come on, like when the girl was talking about crying by herself, listening to sad music, and then they showed that clip of the girl crying in a car. I was like, come on, seriously. And
right, and then. The guy's like, I like driving.
What?
Come on. When the main jock guy was getting taught how to drive, he's like,
oh yeah,
driving's fun.
Yeah. But anyway, I really like the what's her name, the coach
role model.
Yeah, Jane Lynch. She's hilarious. I love her role. Everything she says pretty much cracks me up. So yeah, anyway, I don't know, hopefully it gets better. I really liked the first episode. The second episode was a little less exciting, but I always like the music. The music is
the music's good, even though at times it just sounds really fake, but at the same time it's really good.
It does, at certain points, but from what I've read, they are all actually singing them. They just might be, you know, fixed up in the computer a little bit. But it's still them, and I think it's actually really good for a TV show to have, like, you know, CD quality music every single episode that's brand new recorded stuff. I think it's pretty impressive for a show like that.
Yeah, it's very unusual to see an actual musical as a TV show, even though it's not really a musical, except for the last moments of this week's episode.
Yeah, I like
it. Kind of,
I like that too because I don't generally like musicals when they just break out into song, but this show makes it seem a lot more realistic, you know. Like High School Musical, it's entertaining, but it doesn't make sense, you know, if they just start singing out of nowhere. But this, at least, they got an idea where they're singing for a reason, you know, they're in the Glee Club, that's where they learn how to sing and stuff like that, so it makes a lot more sense, and I like it that way. And they can fit those musical sequences in there, like at the end of the last episode, and it just seems more realistic than a normal musical to me.
I want to talk about Supernatural.
Okay.
Andy doesn't watch this, nor does anyone else.
It's actually pretty popular online from what I've seen on message boards and stuff. People talk about Supernatural all the time, so...
It is, and I actually was kind of worried last season that it would get worse because they introduced angels to the show, and they've never done that before. The interesting thing they did with the angels last season was they made the angels look bad. See, yeah. The angels brought Dean, one of the brothers, back to life to stop the apocalypse from happening, right? Mm-hmm. But what they weren't telling you until the end of the season was that they were trying to make the apocalypse happen so they could prove to everyone that the Bible is real, and then they can go to war because they want to go to war. But at the same time, they're blackmailing people. They're kind of coercing people into doing what they want so they can, do everything. And then this season, because at the end of the last season, they opened up the gate for Lucifer. All right. So now the devil has come to Earth in the form of the body of Jacob from Lost.
See that? Well, we can talk about Lost in a minute.
And what I read about Supernatural and what I saw a little bit of this week is they're making the devil look like a human being with feelings, and that he loved God too much, and that's why he was thrown out of heaven. And
well, is that the way he's presenting himself, or is that the way others are presenting him?
That's how he's presenting
himself. Well, of course, that's how he's presenting himself.
He came to Jacob, not really his name in the show, as his dead wife in a dream, and he's like, he's saying how cruel God can be for letting his family get killed the way they did.
I mean,
and
that's
butchered.
That sounds exactly like the devil to me.
Yeah, and it's interesting because they did a really good job in Supernatural of making the devil look sympathetic and looking like, you know,
acting like the good guy,
like a human being. Yeah. And it was very interesting, and I'm pretty interested in seeing how they develop that, because from what I read, they're going to go the whole nine yards with the apocalypse in this season, like the blood red skies and people and stuff like that. It's going to be interesting, because Michael, the archangel.
Yes.
He's supposed to defeat the devil, but they told Dean that he was supposed to defeat the devil. They said that they told Dean last episode that, you know, did you really think you could defeat Satan? You're just a human. They're saying that Dean was a vessel for Michael to defeat the devil, but they needed his permission for Michael to enter his body.
Yeah.
But he wouldn't budge. They threatened to hurt one of his friends. They broke his brother's legs. They gave him cancer. They gave his brother... They got rid of his brother's lungs. And they're saying, we can go on all day until you agree to do this. And then one of the good angels came by and whipped some serious angel butt and restored the lives of the brothers temporarily and hid them from the angel tracker. So it's pretty interesting.
Okay. Yeah, see, I've seen a few episodes, and, you know, they're okay, but, you know, it's just supernatural type stuff isn't really my thing, so I don't really get into it very
much. It's changed so much from when it began. It used to be this big, you know, just a ha-ha, it's a funny but serious show, but it used to have a lot of comedy in it. It still does, but it's more like dark humor now, and it's way more serious now, and the brothers hate each other, and, well, Dean really hates Sam, but they hate each other, can't really stand each other, and a lot of drama is setting up. So
last thing I saw, one of the brothers was taking demon blood or something, or I don't know, something like that.
Yeah, because when he was a baby, a demon put his blood in Sam's bloodstream, and he had supernatural powers. But he used them all up on destroying a demon, which in the end let Lucifer out, and now Sam has no more powers.
I see. Well, okay, you brought up Jacob from Lost, so I was going to say some stuff about Lost here. It's still several months away, but here's something that's been floating around the internet. Do you think Jacob is really the good guy that he tries to put himself out to be? You know, he looks like the good guy, and he acts like the good guy, and we're supposed to think that the other guy is the bad guy. But do you think that's how it really is?
I think so.
You think so? Because from what other podcasts I've been listening to have mentioned, the, you know, he's forcing, pretty much forcing these people, and like the boat, they're like, you know, you brought that to the island, and then every time he touched someone in the real world, they pretty much ended up on the island. So he's pretty much bringing them there against their will, it looks like. So he's trying to get his way, and the other guy, it looks like the other guy might be trying to stop him. So technically, the other guy, Esau, or whatever his name turns out to be, could be the good guy, is the argument.
Well, I think Jacob was bringing the people to the island because he knew they had their destiny there.
Right.
And there's just no arguing with that.
So that's like the Locke style of thinking, pretty much. That the island knows all, and the island is Jacob or whatever. I don't know. We'll see. That's still a long ways away. There's actually a few spoilers going out on Lost that I've tried to avoid, like character spoilers and things like that I've been able
also,
to...
Also, a few months away is 24.
What? Oh.
24.
I thought you meant 24 months away. I was like, what?
Now, what do you know about the next season of 24?
I read a few things shortly after the season ended.
Read what things?
Well, I don't want to say in case you know.
Well, I probably know. I know
I don't,
a couple main facts.
I accidentally read something about an actor, but I don't remember who that is, so don't say that. I know whether or not Jack will survive. I know some things regarding Kim, and that's about it. There are also some casting spoilers. I got a little mad over this in a message board because somebody posted this right up in the topic title. About Chuck, there's a casting spoiler for Chuck. Do you know anything about that?
No.
It's Kristen Crook from Smallville.
Huh. You know what I think without that is what's his face is Morgan's girlfriend's sister.
Really?
Well, that's what I'm guessing.
Okay.
could be completely wrong.
Okay.
But it kind of sounds like that could be possibility.
Yeah, I'm a little overprotective on spoilers, some people would say, but I think it's best that if you don't know anything about something, like a movie, if you haven't seen any trailers, or a show if you haven't seen any trailers, or looked at posters, or anything like that, that I think it gives you a better experience Because when you read something in spoiler text, most of the time it's not, you know, it's not written like a book where it would be exciting to read. It's just like, oh, okay. And then, but if in the same exact piece of information, if you watch it in the show, it's like, whoa, dang, I didn't know that was going to happen, you know? So, yeah, I like it a lot better if it's presented the way the, you know, the writers and the director wanted it to be shown, you know, instead of just reading
I'll
it.
I'll say what I think. If I don't know anything about a show at all, then I probably don't give a crap to see it. Like, I'm sitting here, why would I watch that? I watch these trailers to Smallville, and it makes me want to see it even more than I would before.
Well, yeah, true.
I see it, I have to see that episode
now. Of course, if you don't know anything about a show, if you don't know whether you're going to watch something, of course, watch the trailers. But I'm saying, like, if you already know you're going to watch something, why do you need anything else, you know? Like, I know I'm going to watch Iron Man 2, so I probably won't watch the trailers, you know, unless I'm in the theater and one pops up, or also this movie Avatar that's coming out this December or whatever. I don't know almost anything about that movie, but I know it's...
I saw trailers to that, and I'm not really thrilled.
I've heard it would be interesting, at least, if not good, because James Cameron's the director, and he's... Just about every movie I've seen of his is really good.
Well, I didn't really think it looked all that great. Seeing that's now, if I was like you and they're like, maybe I should see that, I would be surely disappointed. Probably
not necessarily. The trailers don't always, you know, show exactly how things are going to be. Sometimes they overhype it. Sometimes they underhype it. So it's not always the same way that the experience in the theater is going to be. Well, we could talk about True Blood. It's been out for a while, and it's almost over, but I really like the second season.
The second season is pretty darn good.
Yeah. The first season was good, but this second season...
It's definitely better. I think it's a lot better.
The second season is a lot better story-wise. It had... Like, the first season was about a guy who was going around killing people. And they are trying to figure that out. This one has a lot more supernatural aspects to it, and it's a lot more interesting, in my opinion. And everything, there was a bunch of different stories, and they all kind of branched together. I love that. How they all fit together perfectly like a puzzle. And I really don't know what's going to happen next. I have a couple of theories, but I really don't know what's going to happen next. But I would say it's a pretty good show.
Yeah, so this has nothing to do with TV.
Well, the Extraordinary Project also covers Gillian Brother projects.
It used to. The thing about talking about Gillian Brothers, I think it pushes people away.
Well, that's true. Well, we can plug our own things as long as they're, you know, interesting to other people. And I think your book is more interesting to other people than some of the other past things we've done.
Okay, so I've been writing a book. Actually, I just finished Extraordinary, The Forbidden Kingdom, which you can find online on autonomy.com. That's A-U-T-H-O-N-O-M-Y.
Is it ready?
And you can search my name, David Gillian. And you should find it on there. I've been also updating it with the sequel book, Extraordinary the 2012 Massacre, which can work on its own, or they can work together as a full. So you can read it that way, or you can skip to chapter 18 and start reading the 2012 Massacre. Leave it up to you if you want to read it at all. And that's
is
that.
Is it all the way up and ready now?
Yeah, on that site.
Okay.
Yeah.
So next week we'll have a whole bunch more to talk about than this week. So that should be a much bigger packed episode than this one.
You know, I can dig us.
Bye, Tim.
Peace out.
Peace out, guys.
Peace out.